Welcome to Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth. This is a micro episode that drops Thursdays to all podcast platforms and where we explore how different pathways of becoming free and sovereign and steeped in our authenticity so that we can live a life that supports our own divine brilliance that we're here to manifest. And today we're exploring one of the pivotal concepts of what planet Earth is all about. Yogi Raj said that planet Earth is a school of relationships, that we've come here to learn about relationships with self and others. And we're currently at a time these last few years of moving out of the pattern of divisiveness, polarization, and healing divisive relationships with self and others. Oftentimes at the root of this is it's connected to fear and separation frequencies. And when we are in a state of fear or separation, it's hard for us to sense and feel our own inner connection, but also to be in harmony with others. And as we look at relationships, hopefully the relationship with ourself starts to transform and we can have it more based on love frequencies for ourself and others, which brings more authenticity, sovereignty, and creativity. So what does this mean? When we have relationships with others, we are ultimately in them to heal our relationship with ourselves. And the other is a mirror of what we're working on. It helps us develop our soul's mastery. It helps us heal our past, those karmic patterns that have caused us to step out of sovereignty and out of authenticity. Now, karma is neither good nor bad. It just is. And the best definition I have ever heard of karma is, if you want to understand your past karma, look at your present condition. If you want to understand your future karma, look at your present choices. So what I love about that definition of karma is that it really speaks to how much control we have over healing our past and transforming our future in the present moment. We are at a time currently on the planet to heal divisiveness, both within ourselves, the things that separate us from ourselves or our true divine nature, which is love, which is light, which is us being in our brilliance. And we, at this time, we see that all that was in our life is like a play being acted out on the stage. Dolores Cannon often talks about this. It's for us to learn our next level of soul mastery and heal the past patterns of our wounding. Often, one theory is before we incarnated into this life, we agree to certain experiences and roles we're going to play. And it's through the unlocking of the wound in our astrological charts, which is represented by Chiron, which is the key to our wounding, that allows us to understand what our deepest wound is in this lifetime and to use it to heal and become free of that wound, which brings us into our mastery. I know that might sound a little contradictory, but oftentimes whatever it is that has wounded us forces us to learn how to overcome it. It's one of our biggest lesson givers in our life. For me, it's been exploring why and how I experience alopecia, and that has driven me to learn and study different pathways and support my own healing and the healing of others. For other people, it's going to be other things. But often, whatever our wounding is, if we can slow down and compassionately hold it and get support for it and start to study it from all different angles and understand it and transform it, it leads us into our freedom. And Chiron in our astrological chart has different planetary influences depending where it is and different influences based on the house it's in, but it's going to impact our life and our path and what gifts and talents emerge by healing that wound in our chart and allowing it to become and support our soul's mastery that wants to come online in this lifetime. If relationships actually lead us home to ourselves, then even the challenging relationships actually hold promise to heal what is challenging within our own nature, that desires to be loved, to be acknowledged, to be healed, to be freed from that challenge. And as we free ourselves from that challenge within, we step into manifesting more of our soul and more of that soul aspect in this life and transform the wounds into our deep, deep wholeness. So I hope as you listen today that if there are any challenging relationships you have with yourself or with another, you can become curious. And obviously you want to have healthy boundaries and not put yourself in harm's way. But what do you need to do to release the challenge, to heal the wound? And it's going to look different for everyone. Doesn't necessarily mean always remaining in connection. But it does mean getting curious and transforming that connection. And for those relationships that bring you great harmony, love, and balance, you know, what are the ingredients there that are supporting that manifesting? And as you become more aware of both, divisiveness lifts, and as the divisiveness within us lifts, we become more unified and holy ourselves, which is part of the hope as we are on this planet at the time we are right now. So let me know how you're doing. Thanks for joining me on this micro episode of Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth. I hope to see you soon.